This message is brought to you by Worship Radio 247. Please visit our website at www.worshipradio247.org, where you can find out more about us and listen to our live broadcast.
Worship Radio 247, David's Daily Devotional.
Oh, welcome to the Daily Devotional. This is, in fact, part 12. Oh dear, I'm losing count. We're looking at the subject of holiness. And after today's broadcast so far, let me tell you, holiness is so close to my heart, so dear to me. As we worship God in spirit and in truth, and we feel drawn to the very courts of worship. We feel drawn to be kneeling before the Father in those wonderful heavenly courts. It's wonderful. If we look in Psalm 51, and from verse 10 it says, "Create in me a clean heart, O God. Renew a loyal spirit within me. Do not banish me from your presence, and don't take your Holy Spirit from me." Incredible words. Incredible words from the psalmist David. He was going through a crisis. He was going through a really bad time. He says in verse 7, "Purify me from my sins, and I will be clean. Wash me, and I will be whiter than snow. Oh, give me back my joy again. You have broken me. Now let me rejoice. Don't keep looking at my sins. Remove the stain of my guilt." And then he says, "Create in me a clean heart, O God." Another version says, "Create in me a new heart, O Lord." You are so wonderful. And if we ask Almighty God to create in us a clean heart, what does that mean? Well, if your heart is filthy, dirty, how can you recognize the Spirit? How can you recognize the sovereignty of Almighty God? Because our hearts are black and they need to be cleaned. Because God doesn't recognize blackness. He wants to see our hearts clean, and that is why He is so prepared to clean us, to renew us. I love that Paul says in Romans, the 12th chapter and verse 2, "Renew your mind." And if you add renewing your mind, the renewing of your mind, to the cleansing of your heart, it's so important. What are our hearts for, beloved? They are the central point that pumps blood around the body to all the vessels and all the organs. Without a heart, we don't live. With a damaged heart, we begin to die. With a clean and healthy heart, we live. We are on fire. I've seen reports of people who have had heart replacements. They've had transplants of their hearts. And they say when they come through the operation, they are living a new life because their life is completely different. Now they have a heart that works, that does its job. And if Almighty God were to clean our dirty hearts, what do you think that's going to do? I've just said that the heart is the center, the very core of our beings. if our hearts are clean, if they are cleansed, and if we are washed whiter than snow, our lives change, and we become more holy, more set apart for our Heavenly Father, more set apart to worship Him the way we should worship Him, in spirit and in truth, all the time, keeping our eyes toward Jesus, because if we put our eyes on the floor, we stumble and we fall. If we keep our eyes set upon Jesus, we don't stumble, we don't fall. Our eyes are set on Him. And because of that, we walk a straight path. Beloved, how is your heart today? How is your heart feeling today? Is your heart clean? Is it filthy dirty? Is your head placed on the floor, looking at the floor, looking at your footsteps? Or is your heart and your eyes set upon Him who should be worshipped? You know, as we were worshipping today, and especially when I brought that song from Paul Wilbur in your presence, the tears would not stop coming, because the presence of Almighty God was so tangible. And I believe His presence is still so tangible. And I believe that on this radio station we are going through such a wonderful, wonderful revival of His Spirit. Because this music and the Word and the prayers, they are leading us toward our Lord God. They are leading us toward our Heavenly Father, the Holy Spirit, Jesus Christ, our Savior. They are leading us on that path. We need to have our hearts set and cleansed. We need to keep our eyes firmly upon Him. David says, "Renew a loyal spirit within me. Make me be loyal and truthful and honest and straight, without any curve, without any lies or deceit." If we ask our Lord to create in us a clean heart, and then we begin to tell silly lies, silly white lies, and we are dishonest, the heart gets blackened. And the Lord's work is in vain. Beloved, there isn't much time. The other day I was saying, this could well be the last message I ever preach, simply because the Lord is coming back that soon. There really isn't time. He is going to come back, beloved, like a thief in the night, and we won't even know it. Are we prepared? The only way for us to be prepared is to work toward holiness, and the only way to do that is to ask the Lord to renew our minds, to ask the Lord to install in us a clean heart. Create in me a clean heart, O God. Renew a loyal spirit within me. Do not banish me from your presence. That would be impossible. That would be terrible. I could not imagine a day without being in the Lord's presence. I would hate it. I couldn't stand it. I want to be in His presence all the time. And finally, David says in verse 11, "And don't take your Holy Spirit from me." This is my prayer for me and for you. Not only don't take your Spirit from me, but increase your Spirit in me. Fill me full of your Holy Spirit, O God. Create in me a clean heart, O Lord. Install in me Lord God, a loyal spirit. And if you would do that, I promise you now, in Jesus' name, to follow you for the rest of my life, without wavering to the left or the right, but keeping a straight path, Lord, as I lift my eyes unto the hills, from whence comes my help. My help comes from the Lord, the Maker of heaven and earth. Jesus, you are glorified. And I give you the honor and the blessing and the glory that is due your holy name. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Beloved, if you say amen to that prayer now, I believe the Lord is going to create in you a new heart, a clean heart. Renew a loyal spirit within you. He will never leave your presence, and he will never take his Holy Spirit from you, but he will continue to fill you fuller and fuller and fuller to overflowing. Say yes now, in Jesus' mighty name.